iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. We are at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm sitting here with Scott Lucas, the lead singer, songwriter, and lead guitarist and bass player for Local Age. And it's been that way the whole time. But what a lot of people, I guess, haven't realized, and I got to be honest, I was surprised by it as well, is that you did start off as a four-piece band.
Yeah, that probably lasted for about 6 months.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. And then we didn't bother to replace the guitar player, so we were a three-piece for a good chunk, like 3 years probably. And then when the bass player left, we didn't know any bass players, so we kind of figured out a way to do it as a two-piece.
Now, that's something that you did. You actually had your guitar specially made to be a bass guitar and a lead guitar. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, we put a bass pickup in there to pick up the bottom two strings, and it has a separate jack that goes into a bass amp.
So now how some of that is done through foot pedals, correct?
Not really. It's more about just the tone of the amp. And I mean, I use a pedal to switch it on and off, but that's about it.
Okay. I read something that you used foot pedals, so that's why.
A lot of pedals, but those are for different guitar tones and things like that. And I also use three different pedals that just turn amps on and off. So,
gotcha.
So it's just to sort of foster that illusion that, you know, there's four people on stage.
Gotcha. And you kind of basically touched on that as you were kind of dwindling down from a four-piece to a three-piece to a duo. But I was going to say, because since you've had the experience of it, what would you say is the advantages to going from a four-piece to, you know, having such success with a duo all these years?
More money.
I'd say that's a plus, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it? Or nothing like the four-way marriage into a... Yeah.
I don't know. It's I don't know how different it is, other than, you know, less people to wrangle, less people to get to practice. There's a certain ESP that comes up with two people on stage that I really do enjoy.
When you're working together for so long, you kind of can read each other as far as what's going on.
Yeah.
Before it happens.
Yeah, there's a lot more chances for spontaneity. And, I mean, not that that can't happen in a four-piece or a five- or six-piece. It can. And there's something beautiful about getting a bunch of people in the same headspace. But there's, like, it's almost, you know, and there's, like, almost, like, this push and pull. Like, when it's just two people on stage. And in some ways, it's almost like a prize fight, too. You know, you can really just go at each other. And that's just something about it.
So now that you're, again, we're talking about the, well, I keep going to say 25, but now you say 26 years of Local Age.
Last year we did, a 25th anniversary show. And this year is the 20th anniversary of As Good As Dead.
And celebrating that,
right,
you now have your original drummer joining you back. Is your current drummer also with you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so how does that work? Now, are you going to have them, are they both drumming at the same time? Is one playing a different instrument?
At one point they are. At one point they're drumming at the same time. There's no opener. It's like an evening with Local Age. There's an intermission. There's two or three different sets. It's the two balls and a dick tour. If you go in the other room, both drum sets are set up.
I wasn't sure if there was going to be an opener as far as the other drum set or not. So
no opener.
All right. Well, we are getting set for an evening with Local Age. Three sets. That's going to be
sort of something like that.
Kind of like a Storytellers during the album being played. Also,
God no.
Okay.
No way.
So no Tony Bennett type stories.
None of that.
Very good. We're hanging out with Scott Lucas of Local Age. Thank you for giving us some of your time before a sound check. I appreciate it. Now back to the music. It's iRockRadio.me.